Good morning. Let me call to order the March 6th Police Judicial and Legal Committee at Mount Pleasant Town Council. It's good to see everybody here. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I don't know if you happened to notice if you were out and about, but beach traffic hit us early this year. It was, I don't think anybody, I texted with the town administrator. I thought Memorial Day was in May, but I guess it's now in March, but we all survived it. Item number two on our agenda is approval of the minutes from the February 6th committee meeting. Do we have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second, Chairman.
We have a motion. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Item three is public comments. If you would come forward, give name and address, and the timer will be at 2.5 minutes. So if you would, if you're here to speak, please do so.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Mike Turkey, 208 Benny. Thank you all so much for hearing this and persevering through all of it, and I appreciate the fact that the town community has come together and y'all have recognized that and worked together. So we're here to fine-tune a few things. In the preamble, in the whereas the citizens have a right to and shall be insured of an environment free of excessive sound, we say it should say shall, not should. Under the decibel levels, after consultation with the business community, we wanted to add Friday to 10 o'clock, so Friday and Saturday to 10 o'clock. And we think that the decibel levels that are measured should be reasonable, but when they are measured, that only 10% should go above the level and the decibel reading. But it should be in accordance with manufacturer's recommendations and the police department, and adherence with the industry standards. Under the base level, we have a benchmark with Saltwater Cowboys to start things, and so that's a great start. I think we should also use the police department subject to manufacturer's recommendations and best practices from including ongoing measurements that are taken around the town to know what those are. So I think some reasonableness should be there. I'd add recommendations for noise dampening devices and other remedies for residential and commercial establishments that adjoin each other, and provide an opportunity for commercial residential parties who are warned and are fined to mitigate within 30 days by showing that they're doing the type of things that are needed, like the post house has done. On lawn care, we suggested 8 to 7 with equipment operated in accordance with manufacturer specifications, equipped with all noise reducing equipment. But a recommendation for the future is, since they weren't incorporated as much in the discussions, as we have a town designated task force bringing people together to determine what are the best noise levels, what's the best type of equipment, how it potentially could be phased in over time to reduce the sound. Under violations of criminal penalties, again, we think it should be under state law, but it should be the maximum allowable. And that failure, and it should be a recurring within the same day. It should, if there could be multiple ones within the same day. And that's it. And excuse me, we have somebody who's going to handle that anyhow. So excuse me. Thank you.
Good morning. Lewis Horton, 138 Live Oak Drive. I think the traffic is probably related to when the pollen starts falling. But anyways, under the violations, as Mike was saying, the thing that's been added there is the failure of any business receiving a citation which fails to be compliant within a reasonable period of time, not to exceed 10 minutes, would constitute an additional violation for which an additional citation shall be warranted. And then the section below that deals with plainly audible, able to be heard clearly by a person of normal sensibilities using only unaided auditory senses. With respect to music and amplified sounds, the detection of rhythmic bass reverberating type sound, beat, or cadence at the receiving property and not at the originating source shall be deemed plainly audible. and the receiving property is any residential or place of business whereat the uninvited noise is plainly auditable. Thank you.
Anyone else for public comment before we close it? No one? All right. That concludes the public comment portion of our agenda. We appreciate that. Item 4, Police Matters, Employees' Years of Service Recognition. Chief Arnold.
Good morning, Mayor, committee members. Today we have an opportunity to recognize Captain Chris Roger for 15 years of service. Chris joined the police department in 2008 as a patrol officer, found a passion in doing traffic and traffic enforcement, but didn't stay there very long. Was promoted to FTO, corporal, and sergeant. He's a lieutenant in the Office of Professional Standards and also in public information, so two critical roles for the department. He's currently the captain of investigations. He's been a member of the Honor Guard, Harbor Patrol, Mobile Field Force, has been a distinguished rookie of the year, officer of the year, supervisor of the year, received the community service award, so he has a master's degree and has completed the Southern Police Institute's Administrative Officers course. Chris, I want to thank you for your leadership since taking over investigations. Keep the passion and keep the energy up. So thank you for 15 years and look forward to many more.
Yeah, Chris.
Thank you.
Good job, Chris. We appreciate all you do. The only thing I didn't hear in there was canine officer, I think, right? It's just about everything else. Thank y'all all for coming. Love the team spirit. Judicial matters, there are no agenda items. I think everybody in this committee knows tomorrow we're interviewing judge applicants to fill a vacancy for that. So that'll be a special meeting tomorrow. This brings us to item number 6, legal matters, continued discussion and possible action regarding an ordinance to repeal and replace the noise ordinance of the town of Mount Pleasant under the Code of Ordinances. And Mr. Chapman and I were just saying that since November of 2021, this has sort of been our little pet project here. And here we are in March of 23, and I think we're that close. I think we have a motion.
We do, sir. And before I made that motion, is it appropriate to ask the town attorney a question before I make the motion, sir?
I do believe.
The question, Mr. Pagarini, two of the topics that were brought up during post-speaking, shall versus should, and then additional fines. Is that something that would have to be done in the form of a motion as well to get that into ordinance, or is that administrative?
The shall versus should is just administrative. That's not an issue. We can change that if that's what the committee wishes. Okay. To the second part, fines, I'm not sure I understood that, but please remember we are limited as to what state provides and allows. So that is what is and has been in the ordinance basically since the inception.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. I want to clarify that. Mm-hmm. So with that, I would like to make a motion. I'd like to make the motion that we change the weekends to add Friday as a weekend. And Mr. Pagarini, can I take all four? I have four motions. Can I take them together, sir, or one?
Yes, sir. You can state them all if you care to do so.
So the Friday, as far as the lawn equipment goes, propose we're making the motion for an amendment to change that from 8 in the morning to 7 in the morning. And then we had language for the sustained maximum levels, and we looked at using the word or the term reasonable, or that to be the term. And finally, for the decibel levels for bass, I'd like to see, the motion is that we use the same decibel level as we're going to be using for the other sounds. So we mirror that for consistency purposes, and that's my motion. If that's clear enough,
yes, sir.
I'll second the motion.
Yes, sir, it is clear. And what we posted is the proposed language for the base level. The only difference would be in this one, it's it's a little bit different than the decibel levels, but we would change that to be the same. And just so the committee understands the reason for that, we, James, I don't want to take any credit for doing the work, looked at and scoured many other municipalities, and typically their base level, typically, but not always, was about 5 to 10 decibels higher, but there was no issues with making it the same as you propose.
Okay. So we have a motion and we have a second. We're now in discussion, so you have a...
And if I may, thank you. Just want to do, clarify some things. Thank you for bringing up the base. I couldn't in good conscience bring forward a base level higher, but our community, we've been talking about for a year and a half now, so we'll at least have it mirror it. So that's that was where that discussion came up. Fridays, I think we all agree, Friday's a weekend. I had the opportunity to talk to some of our folks in the restaurant business. They were in agreement, and they appreciated having Friday. And I think they're still going to be good stewards and good neighbors. That'll help their business. The lawn equipment, I understand and appreciate discussion about the noise, but after talking to a few folks that I did reach out to in this business, it gets hot here in the Lowcountry, and 7 o'clock gives them that extra hour of cooler time to get some work done. And then when I'm looking at consistency, where you can still have a roofer come out or other construction folks out making that noise, then where we were punishing our folks or limiting our folks that did the lawn care. That's my reasoning behind that. And the last one was for the reasonableness of the duration of the noise. If we put a number of 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, and the police officer responded to that location for that noise, he or she would literally have to be there for that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, getting a reading, where if they showed up and they immediately had that discretion within 10 seconds to know that music or sound was unreasonable, they can now act instead of being confined within that time limit. And that's important, I think, for our police officers to have that discretion. And those are my reasons for those four housekeeping, if you will, or amendments that I presented.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chapman? We didn't send out a memo, but we all ended up in khakis and a navy blazer today. So it's the committee uniform. I think these are reasonable. I think especially about the leaf blowers. I think we would probably not be doing the town right if we had one set of rules for construction and another set for landscaping. You could make the case. I get that. And then where are we on the evening hours? Is it still 9 p.m. during the week and then 10 p.m. on the weekends and holidays, is that right? Okay. Yes, sir.
I think in the language in what we received, and I thought that was 10, it's actually 8 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. That's in the language. It's in my package. So maybe that was incorrect. I'm just...
So that, well, if I understand correctly, we're talking about we had it as 10 based on the last meeting, I believe.
Right. Right.
That may be an older version.
Okay.
Because it has changed several times.
So that's yeah. Why I had a question
right.
About that. I actually, before the meeting, mentioned it to Councilmember Ritchie. So
right.
The answer is 10 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
And that's what passed in first reading.
Yes,
so that's what where it stands unless
right.
It's amended.
Well, that's
right.
That's what I thought.
And my question would be, have we tied up any, I don't mean the major principles of this thing, but have we tied up, you know, the little details that we might wish we had thought of at committee before we get there Tuesday night? Because the object is after, you know, in our third calendar year now and doing this to get something that passes. It won't be perfect, but hopefully it'll be good and it'll fit the whole community. So
yes, sir. And from that standpoint, if you recollect, there was first reading and the amendment was passed at first reading, and there were a few outstanding matters from the first amendment and what is presented, and obviously we'll modify this for council based on the motion there there'd be a final amendment at the next meeting, a second amendment, and then it would be read for final reading at that point. So
okay. So so we will vote, and it will come as from committee to make these changes unanimously, which means since there's four of us, we only need one more vote to make it pass. But we'll have it'll come to the floor. We'll have to have a motion to pass and then a motion to amend. We vote on the amendments, then we'll vote to pass it. So I was just trying to think, is there anything, you know, we have left? And I want to thank you for bringing your law enforcement perspective to this, because if we pass something that law enforcement had trouble with, was hard to enforce or put undue, you know, pressure on the police to be, I think the wording about the reasonableness of it, if you drive up and you get out of the car and you hear, oh my gosh, there's no way that's legal, you shouldn't have to stand there and measure it for 5 or 10 minutes. I think that's great. Any other discussion?
The only thing, yes. I would be remiss if I didn't thank our community, both residential and our business folks, for the work they did. Y'all helped us get here.
Yeah.
And you know, in recognizing and giving us some good information to go through and go through over and over. And again, we know it's not going to be perfect, but I think we've got a good ordinance here, something that our police department can actually use and be enforceable. And just thank y'all for your time. And I think if nothing else came out of this, was just our community and our restaurants even coming together. And I think if we didn't have an ordinance, they would still be in good shape. But this is nice to have a tool that our law enforcement can use. So thank y'all very much for that. Thank you, sir.
Any other comments before we vote? Sure. All in favor of the motion as presented, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, the ayes have it. Motion carries unanimously. So y'all will help us with that next Tuesday night, and we'll anticipate its passage. Item B is review of proposed amendments to the municipal code related to livability. Reed.
Thank you.
So easy with the plan.
I know. I'm going to pay for it now. Actually, this should be pretty simple. These came about, as you recall, the restructuring occurred in 2020. And planning took on this whole livability division. Liz has done a fabulous job of really kind of defining that, what it means, what it entails. So these came about really as a result of that process. And a lot of the things we really kind of worked out amongst all of the departments, we just needed to clean it up and codify it. So we are here before you with 10 chapters that need to be cleaned up and fixed. I'm going to go through these briefly and then just stop me if you have questions. The first one was really to clarify the different departments. We do have a land codes inspector, which is also known as our code enforcement official, but we do have other departments that do have that play the part of enforcing all of our codes. And so this kind of clarified between the fire department, engineering and development services, underneath them is the umbrella of building and inspections, and then fire. And then the MS4 program, police, and then planning and livability. Chapter 50, we deal with collection. This really had to do with day and times of putting the containers out. Again, these are things that come up as a result of, and we wanted to fix it because these are the calls we get. These are the things we log into our livability log and that we deal with on probably a weekly, if not daily basis. So this had to do with when you can put your container out, when it needs to be picked up, and really kind of clarified that language. Again, Chapter 50, access of collection vehicles. When we review development plans, our engineering and development services, they look at width, you know, the travel aisles and widths and that sort of thing. But this sort of just reiterates the fact that we've got to create neighborhoods where our collection vehicles can access the containers. It's got to have adequate access. And then also, if there is any sort of collision or accident, and that the town is not responsible when there are things left in those areas where the collection has to occur. This next one is material placement. This really had to do with our stormwater structures. When you put your trash out, your debris out, you can't obstruct or mess up and destroy or damage our stormwater structures. Hazardous materials and electronic waste. This is just about the proper disposal of that. Paper and cardboard. Cardboard, it needs to go to the recycling center, but if you want to put it in your town issued container, it's got to be broken down and it's got to fit in there. Large items, that pickup, paint, whether it's dried out or not dried out, how to dispose of that. here was kind of a cleanup with who would oversee this. It had the municipal clerk treasurer. Some of this has not been updated in many years, you could tell. So the chairman of Public Services Committee, we felt like if there were issues, it needed to reference the Public Services Committee and the chairman of that committee. And I just want to reiterate that James was a huge help in this, him and David, so this has all had legal scrutiny. Violations of the chapter, if there's a conflict, it would go to the Public Services Department where it would be logged. Again, this bottom part in red is another example of where we've already come up with an internal process. We just wanted to codify it. So if we have repeat offenders, the Public Services is logging it, and then after two or three offenses, they would notify our code enforcement officer where you could take further action. Penalties. This has, and I'm going to kind of refer to James here. I think the intent here was to, much like you saw with the short-term rental permit, to put in those civil penalties if it was necessary and if it came to that. And I'm wondering if it's supposed to be in the amount of 1,000, similar to the STRs, and we forgot to add that in.
I just left it blank. So whatever okay. The committee or council feels is appropriate civil penalty, that mm-hmm. could be added.
Okay. Well, then I threw out the 1,000 because that's what we added in for our STR civil penalties. So I'll put that before you, but we can come back to that at the end. Water and sewer, this is really a cleanup of with our engineering and development services, making sure that it's falling under them and not planning land use. So this is a cleanup of our department. Making sure that it's under the correct department. Here we reference Chapter 93, the county health officer. So we needed to clarify that this is not the health officer, this is our code enforcement officer. Chapter 95, we've been dealing with this a lot lately. And while it was implied that it dealt with rights of way, we felt like we needed to make it crystal clear. We're dealing with, this comes up often, as you would imagine, especially in the Old Village, where residents will put obstructions in the right-of-way, whether it's bollards, rocks, landscaping, those sorts of things. So we really wanted to address those. As I said, we have come up with an internal process for dealing with the removal of those. We work closely with, if it's a state road, DOT, we work with our transportation department. We do the gentle, kind livability, please remove this. And then if it's not removed, we work with public services and we have these things removed. Again, it goes back to safety, collection of trash, accessibility of those vehicles and those sorts of things. Littering, this is a cleanup. And this actually, I think, James, I don't know if you have questions about it. I think this installed a proposes a lien against the property in the case of removing the town having to remove litter. And 150, this is all proposed to be deleted because this is redundant and this is stated elsewhere in our code. Chapter 150 again, this is referring to our building official. For some reason, it's the public safety and housing officer has always referred to our fire code official. So we wanted to refer that's really our building official unless we need to get our fire code official involved. So again, this is a cleanup of the language. Appeals are not to council in this case. They are actually to the Construction Board of Adjustments. So this was a cleanup and clarification of language of who hears appeals. And Chapter 150, this again is a cleanup for our building official language and the provisions of that chapter. 153, stormwater management, we needed to delete the language regarding NPDS permit fees. And this is a cleanup of language. It's not planning and engineering anymore. It's engineering and development services. But this is the one reason, out of all of these chapters, there's 10 chapters that are getting touched here. Chapter 155, any change in Chapter 155 actually requires a public hearing at town council. So we could kind of do one of two things because it's just a simple cleanup in who the department responsible is. We could move this forward next month at town council where it would receive in April a hearing and we could keep this all together, or we could move everything forward and keep pull this chapter 155 out, and we could do that at a later date. I'll kind of leave that up to the committee. But again, this chapter 155 is really the only chapter that we've talked about that requires a public hearing, and that would have to occur at town council. So that's all I have before you. A lot of folks have worked on this. Liz has worked very, very good on this. She's done a great job. And she worked with police, public services, transportation. We had legal involved. So we're hoping that these cleanups will really make our livability group more effective, more efficient. For years, there's been a lot of this when problems come up. And now hopefully we can all work together and just be more efficient with the livability group.
So are you through going through?
I am.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Great. So the choice would be to advance this Tuesday, but then have to have a public hearing in April. I think this mm-hmm. is my gut feeling. Keep them together.
Okay.
And just move this. Am I seeing nods from legal?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We can just move it all forward in April. And of course, if this committee has any, I know this is a lot for you all to see, but nevertheless, as Michelle provided, our code changes over the years, terms change, positions change,
right.
And this really provides, again, to Liz's credit, a functional way moving forward, so our code enforcement has the proper authority and all of the departments are aware of their respective responsibilities. So we will move it forward in April, sir.
Okay.
And if there's any questions in the interim, please let us know.
Mm-hmm. And I think I would recommend we move forward with $1,000 that you recommend
okay.
as well. So
okay.
Is that?
Yes.
And
thank you.
Do we need a formal motion or anything? Or would,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
That we move forward in April with the changes as stated.
Okay. So we'll start at committee and then to...
We don't need to come back to committee unless any of you wish for that to happen, but it will go on the April council agenda.
Okay. And then will the rest of council members be given mm-hmm. the same summary? Because it's a lot. It's
yes,
a lot
sir.
To take in.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
How about we also leave it open that if we notice some things or other council members that we will bring it back here and just clean it up.
Perfect.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do we get a second?
Right,
have a second. Any further discussion?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Will violations in relation to this go back to our original court system, or are we creating a livability court with this?
That, Mr. Chapman, that was when we all sat down at the very beginning of this, that was one of the main questions. And it was determined that our court system, with consultation with our prosecutor, that this can be handled effectively through our current system. Mm-hmm. So we did not believe that there was a need to separately address this, create a separate court system with that mm-hmm. cost expense and all of the things that go with it. So mm-hmm. Our courts believe that this is appropriate as is.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Chapman, further, we'll continue to evaluate it, but right now the number of cases we get don't really rise to the level of requiring, and you know that could change as we continue to grow and as the program continues to grow, but right now it really doesn't rise to that level to have a separate court. What we have done though is a certain judge will be assigned to livability issues, which is typically a lot of it's been short-term rental stuff. Here lately, it's been trees, illegal tree removal and buffer removals. But what we have done instead of the livability court is one judge will be assigned to livability issues every 6 months, and that has seemed to work out really well so far.
Well, I bring this up because as chairman of the Public Services Committee,
mm-hmm.
We've had some issues where debris placed out in the street has not been adequately adjudicated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I bring it up. And I would hope that maybe we could work with our court system to have maybe one person
mm-hmm.
or one area specifically assigned so that each time there's a new judge dealing with these things, they won't have to reinvent the wheel.
Right.
And that, I don't know that it's necessary in the language we're talking about today, but there is an issue specifically, and I know it's shown about placement of debris in the street and the impact, but it has been a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to just bring that up and see what we can do.
And I appreciate that because we can, you know, it only goes so far with the ordinances and what we administer. When it ends up in court, it's important that there is consistency. And so I certainly, that's a great point, Mr. Chapman.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. We don't need to do anything with this language to work on that, I hope.
No, I think this helps, though.
Great.
Any other questions before we vote? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The motion has passed. Item number 7 is to adjourn. And if there's nothing else before this committee, we will stand adjourned.
Thank you.